This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. Everybody right now, if you're in a room where your calendar is, mark today as the day. Because I'm about to admit to you that Barack Obama did one thing right. He fired Army General Stanley McChrystal. Now, if they had messed up and put me in charge, I would have fired him well before for failing to win the Afghanistan war. In World War II, which we incidentally won, we fired lots of generals and admirals for failing to win. It was nothing personal. You aren't winning, so next. Now, Obama did gently fire McChrystal's predecessor for failing to win. He was a good officer who was literally on stage talking to an Army War College class the moment Obama's firing of McChrystal was announced. But that's about the only big name general fired for not winning since the not coincidentally endless war on terror began. Now, Obama fired McChrystal because McChrystal surrounded himself with a staff that included petulant and childish people who decided it was a smoking hot idea to run down the commander-in-chief and beat Joe Biden to a Rolling Stone reporter who published it. Don't get me wrong. I love running down the proud papa of unproud papa, Hoover Biden, noted dope-huffing loser and Ukrainian gas industry expert. But when you are a general, you do not be disrespectful to the commander-in-chief or to the commander-in-chief junior. That simply doesn't work. That doesn't fly. You don't do that. Now, President Donald Trump needs to relieve the commander of the Naval Special Forces Command. Then he needs to relieve that guy's boss for failing to relieve his subordinate. And then he needs to relieve the chief of information, or whoever they call the head public affairs guy for the Navy, for allowing his command to issue passive-aggressive statements disrespectful of the president. And the former Secretary of the Navy, who was a garbage Secretary of the Navy, who allegedly told the White House that a tweet is not an official order, the president is ordering the Navy to end the Trident Review Board of Gallagher, he needs to do so in writing. Well, he's already been fired. The Brits know, well, they knew, a bit about how to have a winning Navy and about properly orienting their admirals toward victory. Because the purpose of a Navy is victory. The rum and the sodomy and the lash parts are just fringe benefits, I guess, from time to time. In 1757, some sort of punk British admiral named John Byng was ordered to hold Minorca, and he didn't. He failed to do his utmost, so the Admiralty hauled him out onto the deck of a warship and shot him. Voltaire wrote about this uncompromising leadership technique in Candida and commented, I'm not going to read that to you because I don't know what it means. What he said essentially is, you shoot an animal every once in a while to encourage the others. I think it may be time to figuratively shoot some admirals. Now, all of this coming from me may sound a little crazy, but let's talk about what happened. The president used his constitutional prerogative to pardon or otherwise restore the rank of three accused military personnel. And a lot of people in the military community had mixed feelings about, but which some flag officers vehemently opposed. The most clearly correct action was the restoration of the rank of SEAL Eddie Gallagher. His shameful prosecution had been replete with JAG misconduct, including the mind-boggling decision of the prosecutors to electronically spy on defense attorneys. And beyond that, and like I said, incredulously, that apparently no one was prosecuted for doing it, these hacks put up on the stand an immunized witness who testified that he killed the alleged ISIS victim. Gallagher was acquitted of everything except some piddling charge of taking a selfie with a terrorist dead person and still had the book, thrown at him. After the acquittal, the JAGs decided to award each other medals. Medals, not indictments over their eavesdropping to antics, not letters of reprimand for their staggering incompetence, medals. And Trump got wind of this and had to personally direct that these defective decorations be withdrawn. Now here we are with the restoration of Gallagher's rank and what happens next. The Naval Special Forces commander apparently the next day initiated a proceeding to take Gallagher's SEAL Trident, his status as a special warfare operator. Okay. So, let me explain how command works for those of you who've never been in the military. Command is not about orders. It's almost entirely about the commander's intent. You can give a formal order, let's do weekly training at the rifle range, but you can also express a wish. It would be nice to have a silver bullet of coffee in here for the overnight shift in the main command post. And that is also and equally an order. But even vaguer expressions of intent are orders. If the commander says, like, our guys are not passing the physical fitness test at a high enough rate and we need to do something about it, then you would be going against his intent if you decided to cancel your subordinate unit's PT to use that time to complete gender identities briefings. And that's a bad example because in today's military, briefings on the need to pretend to care about that weird delusion are much more important than PT, and no CO would get fired because the troops look like a bunch of thick Venmans, while a complaint from an aggrieved transvestite might cost you your career. But in any case, the president was unequivocal about what he wanted, and this pipsqueak admiral publicly defied and was disrespectful to him. Then Trump tweeted that it was not going to happen. What should have happened is the chief of naval operations should have picked up the phone breathing fire, but he didn't, and then it got worse. Rear Admiral Charlie Brown, Chief of Information, issued a statement reading, "The Navy follows the lawful orders of the President. We will do so in the case of an order to stop the administrative review of SOC Gallagher's professional qualification. We are aware of his tweet and we are awaiting further guidance." At the same time, according to NPR, the Navy pressed on with their administrative review of his status. And that is intolerable. It is not done. They all need to go. They all need to go. This is what you call maintaining good military order. It's a very simple thing. But this is indicative of flag officers, because a lot of flag officers on a lot of posts, like Fort Hood. Fort Hood has had two rampage shootings at Fort Hood in recent memory. And since 2009, I think it is. And the general there thinks that the soldiers there, if they were to be armed, would indiscriminately just fire at anything moving, even though they're supposed to be part of the only ones. And that's because generals seem to be a lot like gun-grabbing politicians in a lot of cases. When I was in the military, I followed my orders, and I issued a few of my own. But you don't go against your commander. You definitely don't go against the commander-in-chief when you're in the military. You don't want to listen to him? Get out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, in 2015, after I had the heart attack, after I recovered enough to do it, I was really wanting to be up and active in all kinds of ways. And I just, the idea of standing at home just didn't seem to appeal to me during the weekend. So I got registered to become an Uber driver. Now, the problem with Uber, unless you have done it and you already know it, Uber will, you go lots of places with Uber, some good, some not so good. And I don't know of anybody that lives in one area where it's just good all over. There's always a bad side of town or a good side of town. And more than once, I got sent to the bad side of town. I never had a problem with that. The closest I came to having a problem was a real problem. The car I was driving at the time was a 2014 Ford Escape. It was, you know, a good looking Ford Escape. And one day I had a vehicle in front of me that kept hitting the brakes, and all of a sudden I had a vehicle to my side and they were eyeballing me hard. The problem was is that I guess they were going to slow down and get me to stop, and I don't know what they were going to do. The problem was that a left-hand turn came up, and I turned left. Now, as I turned left, they made U-turns, and they were coming my way, but I got turned around, and I had a gun in my hand. They did not see the gun. They just saw me waiting on them. But I don't know what was going to happen. I don't know what was going on. I don't know why they boxed me in, and I don't know why they came my way. But I do know that if it had been to try to steal the car, I wasn't confident enough that all they wanted was the car. I had taken steps to ensure that I could defend myself. Now, Uber, to be with Uber, you have to have a car that is excellent. It's got to be in decent shape and everything, because people are going to be riding in it. They encourage you to do things like have water and gum and all these other things. You're rated by stars, and you can sink or swim based upon what your people think of you, your riders. And Uber has the gall to dictate to the people that drive for them, which Uber doesn't own any cars. Uber's not paying any insurance. They have a couple of programs where you can lease a car and some other stuff, but it's, unless you're in a really, really big city, I don't know of anybody that can actually make a living driving an Uber car. I may be incorrect about that. I was only doing it one night a week. But they don't want you carrying a gun when you're on Uber time. So, which brings us to our point now. Because an armed citizen has once again successfully defended himself against a criminal, didn't have to shoot him. The left tries to pretend this kind of thing never, ever happens. And heartwarming, even thrilling stories of armed self-defense aren't ever newsworthy. But occasionally, it'll make a local newspaper. And here we get this from the Statesman in Austin, Texas. But it's, one Uber Eats driver may be scouring the One Ads today after using his legally owned firearm to defend himself against an armed robber in Austin, Texas, even though the company prohibits drivers from carrying on the job. The delivery driver went out to Arbor Terrace Apartments, which is just off Interstate 35 near East Old Torf Street in southeast Austin, around 2:25 a.m. on Saturday, according to an arrest affidavit. When the delivery was done, the worker turned around to find a man aggressively standing very close to him. The man was identified by police as 37-year-old Gabriel Manchaca Palomino. When the driver told Palomino to back off, he instead pulled a gun. Palomino asked the man, "Do you know what time it is?" as if he was trying to distract the man, while grabbing the bandana that was around his neck and pulling it up over his mouth and nose. Palomino then pointed a black semi-automatic Glock handgun at the man, the court documents say. The delivery man pulled out a Sig Sauer P-238 handgun and pointed it at Palomino. And for a brief second, both Palomino and the man just stood there not moving when Palomino moved off toward the end of the parking lot. Police apprehended Palomino because the driver telephoned them. From the Statesman, the delivery man hid between vehicles in the parking lot before he could get to his car and call 911. The emergency operator told him to go to the nearest gas station. He went to a 7-Eleven nearby, where he waited for an officer. When the officer arrived, the man got out of his vehicle and noticed Palomino walking down the sidewalk. He told the police, "That's the guy who just tried to rob me." During the interview with police, Palomino said he had tried to help the delivery man from being robbed by another person. The cops did not buy the story, and Palomino has been charged with aggravated robbery. And the Uber Eats driver may be looking for work, but he is alive and nobody's victim except for Ubers. What kind of a company mandates that you can't do something? Because here's the problem. First of all, when you go through the process of Uber, they know what kind of person you are. They're doing a very extensive background check on you. They're looking a lot of stuff on you. A lot of stuff. Not everybody gets approved. So when this finally comes about and it's a done deal and everything and you get to do it, you may be working, so to speak, under the auspice of Uber, but the problem is that Uber doesn't, there's no support system for you during the shift. There are certain things you can do later. You can contact certain people later, but there's nobody to call in that 11th hour if something goes sideways. And Uber, despite all of the exhaustive background checking they do on their drivers, has decided that they do not want their drivers to carry guns. Now, in some locales, they can't carry guns anyway. But where they can, I've heard numerous stories of Uber drivers having to defend themselves with a weapon. And I guess they thought of it the same way I thought of it, which was that, I'm doing this. This is not a job. This is a gig. A gig app. And this is what I'm doing until I find something real. Uber, clean up your act. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending the handling of the firing of U.S. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer.
We've been thinking about that for a long time. That didn't just happen. I have to protect my warfighters. A lot of warfighters and people in the military have thanked us very much. It's about time.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn will have to obey a subpoena to testify in the House Judiciary Committee. A federal judge rejected the Trump administration's claim that McGahn couldn't be forced to testify because he was a close advisor to President Trump. The Chinese national woman who trespassed at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort is being sentenced to 8 months in prison. The woman was caught entering the Palm Beach, Florida club back in March with a thumb drive infected with malware. She's already been in the slammer for 7 months, meaning she could be out in a matter of weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then. My parents. Well, maybe not my parents. Maybe the generation that followed my parents. They grew up having to do drills like duck and cover, which was ridiculous. Ducking, and this was based, this was a nuclear attack drill. We regularly have, emergency broadcast system tests on radio, on our mobile phones, on TV. When I was in school, we had fire drills. Those kind of things are important simply because this gets children, and there's a reason. This is sort of the same thing that they do in the military. In the military, there's a lot of training that has to do with repetition, with getting used to doing things a certain way. It's basically conditioning, okay? And getting conditioned to not panic and run out of a fire is not a bad deal, is it? I don't think it's a bad deal. So now we have a bunch of, we have the anti-gun school age kids now. And right now, they're decrying their need for rampage killing drills. They're saying that we shouldn't have to have these. They're saying, and I guess what they think is that, well, since we shouldn't have to have these, if we don't have them, no big deal. Except, that doesn't stop a rampage killer not having the drill. But they're saying this as if it's simply saying a thing makes it so. And I agree. I don't disagree with them. They should not have to go through these drills. We should be taking steps to make their lives as safe as possible. I know what the odds are. I say them all the time. 1 in 614 million chances of being shot in school. But it does happen. And we should be doing what it takes, which means arming teachers and having school resource officers in the same place. That would go a long way. And then let everybody know this is not a gun-free zone. We are prepared to counter you if you come on this premises trying to hurt our students. Rampage killing shouldn't be a thing, but they are. And schools do need to try to figure out a way to drill for them. And it's a reality that we all have to live with. But now the talk about these drills isn't surrounding whether the incident precipitating them should be happening, which is good since only the rampage killers themselves seem to support rampage killings. But the impact on the children, because apparently children today are more fragile than they were when I was having to run out of my classroom to keep from being burned alive or whatever. There are people saying that this may be too traumatic for them. And according to some research, last year, 57% of teens told researchers they worry about a school shooting happening in their school. A slightly higher percentage of parents of teenagers, 63%, fear a shooting at their child's school. This coming from the Pew Research Center. Now, remember what I told you about the way they do a study. Everything they say, the only ones that are worse than them would have to be Quinnipiac. Now, they're doing this, they feel this way, because of the media coverage they get. They feel like this is, after Sandy Hook, 56% of America, which is right around where we're at right here with these numbers, thought that this kind of thing happens all the time. And then with Marjory Stoneman Douglas, which was arguably the next big school shooting that unfortunately occurred in the United States, we were told that 18 of these had happened so far in the year of 2017 or 2018, whatever year it was. It was Valentine's Day, so in 45 days we'd had 18 of these. That's what the news, they were even parroting that here. And despite all this high-profile media coverage, they are, a school shooting with multiple victims is a very rare occasion. The overall number of students killed in shootings at schools is down from the early 1990s to about 0.15 per million in 2014-2015, according to Northeastern University, that being James Allen Fox. One Harvard instructor estimated the likelihood of a public school shooting being killed, you know, student being killed, 1 in 614 million. Melissa Reeves, a professor at Winthrop and former president of the National Association of School Psychologists, talked with the NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro about changes in how they shoot these drills and everything and the psychological impact they can have on young children. Now, I can sort of see the point because of the way children are being raised nowadays. But I don't agree with it. But I can see where this is coming from. Because what children, a lot of them, are being taught, and what a lot of them surmise and presume, is not what you and I grew up with if you're my age. There's another problem, though, with rampage killing drills at schools, particularly above the elementary level, and the issue is that the person perhaps best trained are the shooters themselves. When they initiate one of these drills, they show their hands to any potential rampage killer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, I'm thoroughly confused now. Socialist Bernie Sanders dropped a bombshell into the political discussion in Iowa this past Sunday, declaring, "I don't support a mandatory buyback is essentially confiscation, which I think is unconstitutional." Sanders, according to Fox News, was responding to a question from the audience during a town hall gathering in Charles City, Iowa. "It means," he continued, "that I'm going to walk into your house and take something whether you like it or not. I don't think that stands up to constitutional scrutiny." That is a stunning remark from a Democratic candidate more than 2 months after the now-departed Beto O'Rourke blurted during a Democratic debate in Texas, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. In the days following, the Democrats came under criticism, heavy criticism, for not challenging O'Rourke right there on the stage, and the former Texas congressman subsequently said in interviews that he would push mandatory buyback of semi-auto rifles, and if owners didn't comply, they would face consequences. He also posited that because American gun owners are law-abiding citizens, they would obey the law and surrender their guns in such a situation, insisting that he would not be intimidated by the NRA. Sanders asserted that Republicans have been intimidated by the gun rights organization. Fox News recalled how last month, South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Peter Buttigieg had concurred with Sanders about gun buybacks equaling confiscation, and it got him in trouble with New Jersey Senator Cory "Call Me Spartacus" Booker and California Senator Kamala Willie Brown side chick Harris, who support mandatory buybacks. But grassroots gun rights activists call that compensated confiscation because they would receive some sort of remuneration from the government for their firearms. But confiscation under any name, under any other way, any other way of coercion, is still confiscation. So says every Second Amendment advocate, every gun rights advocate out there, known to man. And noncompliance could result in legal troubles, if not outright arrest, under O'Rourke's scenario. Now, there's no doubt that gun control versus gun rights is going to be a pivotal issue in the 2020 campaign, with last week's indication that anti-gun rights billionaire Michael, little Michael Bloomberg, whose Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund made a clear difference in how the Virginia legislative elections turned out on November the 5th, now apparently preparing to enter the Democratic presidential debate, the future of the Second Amendment could hang in the balance. But I don't think Michael is going to get very much love in the Democratic Party. Virginia's Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is also promising to push his entire gun control agenda when lawmakers convene next year in Richmond. And with Democrats in full control come January, gun owners who sat out the election, only about 40% of voters actually cast ballots, could become a sorry lot, unable to stop Northam's runaway train. Now, that's a question I have not asked about the Virginia election. How many people stayed home, and why did they stay home? Did they have no reason to go vote because of the people that were put in place? Did the Republicans run a bunch of really bad candidates? Why did they stay home? Meanwhile, there's a grassroots campaign unfolding on the far side of the nation in Washington State to repeal Gun Control Initiative 1639, passed by just under 60% of the voters last year. And it appears that some of those same voters who apparently thought they were supporting a school safety measure are ready to roll back the clock, along with thousands of angry evergreen state gun owners. Organizers of the repeal effort via Initiative 1094 have privately estimated they have gathered in the neighborhood of 80,000 signatures already. They need 30,000 by December 28th in order to turn their petitions into the Secretary of State's office. Signature gathering began just 2 weeks ago, and if this apparent momentum continues, they may reach their goal. In neighboring Oregon, gun owners are facing another gun control measure, Initiative Petition 18. This proposal would require gun control, all firearms be locked up unless they are in use, and mandatory reporting of lost or stolen firearms within 24 hours of the loss or discovered theft. A lot of stuff happening in the background that nobody's reporting on right now. As for Sanders, back to Bernie, his comments may not earn him any more traction among Iowa gun rights voters, but they do sharpen an issue from which his fellow candidates cannot run or weave or dance around. In the days and weeks ahead, Booker and Harris and the other Democrats who may support compensated confiscation are going to be faced with the unpopular task of explaining why to audiences in the heartland where guns and the Second Amendment right remain an integral part of the social fabric. They're going to have to sell it. I don't know if they can sell it. I don't think it's possible to sell it. In 1994, when they were proposing the assault weapon ban, what they were proposing was a ban on features. Okay? No underlugs for bayonets. No muzzle devices. Those kind of things. So, gun makers just did away with those kind of things. And that, in itself, was sort of self-defeating because they grandfathered in the ones that were there. And guns are very, very durable goods. So they didn't really ban anything. They just banned the new production of something like that. Everything else that existed, existed. They also had a 10-round magazine capacity limit and a few other things. But having said all of that, it was primarily just features. This is not what they're proposing this time. This is not what they're postulating. What they're talking about doing now is taking them, rounding them up, outlawing them. All the things that would be despotic. And that's not going to sell. That's the kind, that's that's one of those impossible things to sell. So I don't know where they're going to go with this. Whoever is the Democratic nominee, if this is going to be a part of their approach to try to win the general election, then they're going down. They're going to burn. They're going to burn all the way down into the basement. But apparently that's the plan. I guess it's really just going to depend on who it is. I mean, if Bloomberg comes in, Bloomberg has enough money to where he could go ahead and self-fund both sides if he wanted to. Both sides of the Republican and the Democrats. I mean, he's worth $52 billion. I think they spent $1.7 billion on both sides in 2016. You know, what's $2 billion to him? But then again, he's going to be the one that, you know, he wanted to control your sodas. It's just a conundrum. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.